Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 33. A massage is the key to my vagina. Now, that's not entirely true. I have to love you or really like you for that to have worked in the past or to be working presently with Jason. But still, a massage, not even a full body massage, is really, really like related to my genital region getting excited about sex. So I wanted to do this episode as kind of a hint to people that maybe are looking for something fresh with their partners, and you think, a massage is not fresh, come on. Yeah, but are you actually doing it? And let me explain more about which areas are really exciting. So I want to do this episode kind of as a hint for turning your partner on, especially if your partner is a woman. So that's because that's the only experience I know about, because I'm a woman and I have a woman's body. But also, so that you can kind of let your male partners hear this and say, hey, you should try the sexy massage kind of thing. That would work. Now, here's the big thing about why a massage ends up being so sexual in the end. Especially, or even if it doesn't seem to be sexual in the beginning. Because there's been many times that Jason has, you know, started to give me a massage, and I'm thinking, okay, well, if this leads to be a sexy massage, I'm going to be so disinterested. I am, like, not into it. And then by that point in the night, when he's led it into sexy massage, I am really into it. And it's probably partially because of what he does, so let me sort of explain that. But it's also because touching is so essentially sensual, which oftentimes connects in our brains to being very sexual. So the big reason why a massage is such a huge key to my vagina and to elsewhere, private places that are only for certain people, is because it is so hands-on. It is so physical. And at a certain point, you just can't fight how physical it is. And of course, that's a good thing. Physical touching is one of the greatest human connections that we have. We have it with all of our family members in varying ways. Hugging and kissing people, hugging your children, snuggling with your children, holding someone when they're sad. Physical comfort and physical connections are some of the first connections, or the first connection that humans ever had as on our quest to become humans. It was just a physical touch, something to show I am sympathizing or empathizing with you, and understanding where you're coming from. And that's why a massage has such a deep root in emotional and a connection, an emotional connection, is because it is a touching. It is, on its most basic level, it is saying, I understand you, I feel you, you know, if you want to say it like that, and you literally would be feeling someone too. I understand you, and I see that you want to be touched, that you deserve to be touched. And that's the most basic level of why a massage is such a sexual, important connection. Also, it's such a sexual, important connection because a massage is relaxing, unless you are getting really horrible massages, and then I advise you to refrain from those horrible massages and tell your partner that the massages suck. Get a new massage friend, or, you know, keep the same one if you love that person, but tell them what they're doing that hurts. Like, I know that when I give Jason massages sometimes, I hurt him because I massage too hard, because I really like hard massaging. And only every now and again, Jason will actually massage me too hard. But it's usually in, like, a certain spot that's like an artery. He's, like, poking an artery, and I'm like, that hurts. But, it, you know, if he's massaging a muscle really hard, it hurts, but it feels fantastic at the same time. So people have different massage thresholds, which has to do with their pain threshold and all of that, and what makes them feel uncomfortable, you know, and women too have different thresholds than men do. And I figured this out just recently, after, you know, kind of explaining to Jason, like, you have to be careful really squeezing body parts that have a lot of fat on them. Like a lot of women's body parts, we just have more body fat on average than men. So I can really squeeze Jason's legs really hard in places, and it's just a muscle, and he's just like, it's a muscle. But if you squeeze me too hard in those places, it kind of stings. And women, I think you know what I'm talking about when I say this. You know, you're like, that's my fat section. That hurts. But it hurts more to squeeze fat than it does to squeeze muscle. So you have to be, you know, aware of that as you're massaging someone. So with this sort of sensual touching, really comes an understanding of someone's body too. I know I'm giving you sort of like the really long history behind why a massage is the key to my vagina and explaining like what actually is done that is so hot to me. And I'll explain that later. But you're really getting to know that person's body in a way that we don't usually do that much anymore as humans because we're so busy, we're running around, you know, but think about early humans, or let's think about monkeys and apes, our longtime ancestors. They spend so much time touching each other, grooming each other, combing hair. You know, they don't comb hair, but running their fingers through each other's hair, picking out bugs, taking care of each other. And that's a type of a massage. I know that when I had my hair played with as a kid, like in school, I know you weren't allowed to. Like, you can't play with each other's hair. You might give each other lice, whatever. I still loved it. It was so awesome. And I have really long hair. And even if someone sort of pulled my hair, it didn't matter. It's just having it brushed feels so fantastic. And I've never actually had a man want to brush my hair or had a man brush my hair. But I know that I would really like that. I think I've had Jason brush my hair one time when I had like a really major knot in it. But that's a different situation. It was really hurting. I had a major knot in my hair. And he was like really uncomfortable. Like, I'm sorry. I'm hurting you. So through a massage, you really get to know each other's bodies, like I said, in a way that we don't do anymore because we're running around. But it requires you to actually sit down and not in only, like, it might not start as a sexual feeling, or it might, but you still have to control yourself to give the person the massage. It doesn't always start as a sexual thing. It starts more like from an observational place. A lot like giving someone a hand job can be very observational. Now, you can, of course, be turned on, and hopefully you are at the same time, but you actually get to look at them and see them as their very bare human self. And that's why massages are so great, because you end up going, if you're doing a full body massage, you end up going over almost every inch of their body and getting to know the contours and the moles and the pimples and the wrinkles and the hairs in ways that you never thought to before. Because generally, during the average person's, you know, sex, you're not down by the soles of their feet for, you know, an extended period of time. You're not touching their feet. You're not massaging their kneecaps. You know, that's not usually the thing. I'm sure there are some people that do that, and that sounds pretty fun, actually. But you're not given the chance, or you don't give yourself the chance to do that. Because how many people really have time in the day to spend, you know, like an hour locked in their bedroom giving each other massages that maybe turn into sexy massages that extends the massage time? Not that many people. But like naked time, it is worth making time for something like this because it is so relaxing and such a connection time between you and your partner. You could do someone's giving the other person a massage, you know, one night. And then the next night, you could switch, and the other person gives the other person a massage. I think I would prefer that, because then you're actually able to fully be in the moment, whichever person you are. You're fully the masseuse. You're fully giving someone a relaxing massage, so you really focus on that. So you become the active character in this massaging and perhaps sexual situation later. And then the other person gets to actually fully, like, totally relax and, like, give in to the deep muscle massage that you're giving them. Now, I fear that some people I know and some people you know, and maybe even including yourself, would be a little bit nervous or anxious totally doing a full body, reveal everything kind of a massage. This depends on where you are in the relationship. It just depends on how open you are with being naked and very open and exposed around your partner. But the kind of massage I'm proposing is a complete massage. Like, he can look at your butthole if he wants to. And he's likely not going to. But because it's so close to that region, the other region he's probably interested in hanging out with later, it's possible that that is there, you know, that that pops up, that that happens. And it gives you the chance to let your partner see you in all of your total nakedness. Like, how often is he really looking at your butt crack for an extended period of time? Or your butt cheeks for an extended period of time that isn't in necessarily a sexual way? You know, is he moving them around a bunch? Is he seeing if you have any butt hairs? I have butt hairs. Welcome to the universe. Lots of women, most women have butt crack hairs, and I have them, and I don't really care. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And he doesn't care either, because I'm an animal human and I grow hairs, and it is not worth my time trying to make them go away for absolutely no purpose but my private self knowing I have no butt hair. That's not going to affect any other aspect of my life, nor will it affect how attracted to me Jason is. And if it does, I don't know that, and thank God, because I wouldn't agree. I'd be like, well, whatever. I don't care. You have butt hairs, so why shouldn't I? And that's how I feel about that, obviously. But the idea of engaging in a really deep, open massage with your partner, letting them massage you, or if you're choosing to massage them, is going to be a really positive thing for your relationship, because it also implies a relaxation around the other person and a trust. Because when you're having sex with someone, generally you trust them or should trust them, of course, but you're still a very active person, usually, in the sexual process, and so you're able to control things that happen most of the time, and, you know, keep an eye on things and think, oh, we're not going to do that, you know, keep an eye on it. But when you're just laying prone on the bed like a dead person, and he or she's just giving you, like, a really nice massage, you're out of it. You're, like, on drugs. I mean, it feels so fantastic, and that's what's happening in your body, is all of these awesome, like, relaxation drugs are cutting on in your body that are just there naturally, and your muscles are just going, oh, this is so awesome, that you're not on guard, if you ever are on guard with your partner. And some people are always on guard with their partner a bit. Some people never are. Some people are, depending on the situation or the person. Okay, so enough of why massage itself is so fantastic. In addition to the things that I just mentioned, I know that you can think of multiple reasons why you just like a massage anyway, because it relaxes your muscles and makes you feel less tired or relaxed or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now I want to talk about why a massage is the key to my vagina. Okay, now it could just be Jason's massage, but let me explain his tactic. So I really like massages of my legs. That is my favorite thing. I don't know, maybe that's the part of me that gets the most tired throughout the day. I don't see how. I don't do lots of walking and running at my normal job. I do in life otherwise, like around the house and stuff like that, but I really like massages of my legs, of my upper legs and of my lower legs. I love having my calf squeezed really hard and massaged. And I also love getting massaged on my arms. I love having just my muscles squeezed really hard, my shoulder squeezed really hard. For whatever reason, I really like that even more than my back or I don't know, what else can you massage besides a back? I guess mostly a back. You can massage a face, although face massages are really awesome. Like the most relaxing thing ever. But usually I would prefer to lay on my stomach with my face in the pillow so I can just like moan and almost fall asleep. It feels so nice and relaxing. But I love having my appendages massaged. It's the best. Once again, sorry for the clacking in the background. I am in the car driving and things are rolling around. Since it's impossible for me to go anywhere without having stuff in the car with me, because I always have so much crap with me. All right, well, on that side note. So I really like having my arms and my legs massaged. But Jason really would prefer to massage my butt and upper legs. Which actually works out fine, because he'll massage my legs mostly, and then he'll transition to my upper thigh and my butt cheek a little bit. And getting me so relaxed while massaging my lower leg and my feet and my upper legs, I'm just already open, like vaginally, literally, and relaxed. And my body language has, you know, there's no tension left in that part of my body. So when he actually gets to the spot that is the spot that if he touches it, you go, whoa, I felt that. That was a turned on situation. What's happening? I actually respond to it in an open, positive way, instead of sometimes if you're tired or worn out and your partner reaches for your, you know, private area, sometimes you know that it's technically like the sexy spot, but you just kind of shut it down and you go, whoa, whoa, overstimulation, like I can't deal with it. But because the massage has already relaxed me so much, there is no overstimulation when it comes to touching, like, you know, part of my labia or my just my upper thigh and just kind of moving the whole skin area. So before Jason ever even touches that area directly, he just does a really fantastic job of maneuvering all of that area enough, heavily enough, strongly enough, that all of my connected tissues and skin, particularly labia and just all the pubic area, ends up moving around a lot. So it gets a lot of kind of movement. It gets warmed up a little bit. And at the same time, you're so relaxed because you're getting a real massage. And I'm like laying there and I know what's coming. I'm like, okay, I know you're wanting to transition this into straight up sex. But still, it's my massage time. And I know he's going to give me my massage time. And then once he, you know, kind of warms up that upper thigh connected to crotch area, he doesn't just stay there. You know, he'll go back to arms or legs or whatever, which is really great because it doesn't make me think, oh, the whole reason he gave me the damn massage was just so he could touch me on the crotch later and I would be okay with it. You know, he gave me the massage because he wanted to make me feel nice. And then it makes you start thinking, oh, I feel really relaxed and how nice of him to give me the massage. And I don't know. He just psychologically knows what I'm thinking and he knows what to do. And that's why I'm saying a massage is the key to my vagina, because it's like, seriously, it's like, okay, well, off we go. You started the massage, even though I imagine it's not going to be like something that'll turn me on. It just inevitably does because of the manner of the touching and the warmth and the movement and how it is a subtle touching. It's not an abrupt, like, let's have sex, let me grab you on the crotch touching, which Jason never does anyway, but it allows your brain to shut off its thoughts, and it allows you to cut on some of your more animal relaxed ideas about what you want to do next, which usually turns into probably sex. And then once he's kind of got me thinking like, hey, sex wouldn't be such a bad idea at this point, I guess he can tell. Perhaps my body language changes. Perhaps I open my legs. I have no idea. I don't really pay attention because I'm so in the massage zone. My favorite thing that he does that really, like, really gets me is he'll put his hand or slide his hand between my crotch and, like, the bed, but not actually touching, like, the opening to me at all. Just, you know, just touching my skin. So it's still a massage. And he's avoiding the, like, direct, like, let me put my hand right up on your crotch, like, right up in it. He avoids that. And that is why I think it really, really turns me on so much, is because he's only still touching me on my regular skin areas, moving my skin around. And a lot of what he does is he'll move my butt around, too. He'll move my butt cheeks around and shift them around, I guess, so he can see different angles, things like that. But in the meantime, it's still a fantastic massage. So it's, he focuses on my skin and he doesn't touch my actual vagina until I express an interest, you know, and wanting that to happen. And even so, you know, he'll kind of delay it a little bit. So it becomes a really sensual situation. But it's still a massage. So if I wanted to at any point to say, nope, yeah, I don't want to do it. Of course I could do that anytime, anywhere, really. You know, but if I were to say, no, you know, I don't want to have sex or anything. He's not actually technically tried to have sex with me yet. He's just massaging me. So he could say, oh, what do you mean? Which he wouldn't do. He would say, oh, really? I really wanted to. But it's just a really nice sensual massage. And it goes back to, humans have a need to touch each other, and we know this, but I think we forget about it a lot. And I think sometimes we think that having sex, just like regular sex, even if it involves some foreplay, is enough touching. And it's not enough. I mean, sometimes it is, but also many times it isn't enough. You need extra touching that isn't just highly sexual. That is a a companionship touching, that it is a selfless touching, like someone else massaging you, that is a touching, that is a caring thing, that isn't just sexually charged. And the massage is just a great way to do that, and then you can always try to, you know, decide to have sex afterwards. But a massage is totally the key to my vagina. Whatever it is that Jason does, and I described mostly what he does, is really, like, the best for my body. And I also love, like, upper leg massages and all of those things already. So to kind of cater the massage to you specifically, think about which area of your body relaxes you the most but is also really sensual. And let your partner know that that's the place that you like the most. I've told Jason multiple times, leg massages are my most favorite, better than any other kind of massage. And he knows that, and so he's figured out ways to connect the leg massage to, you know, the beginning of sexual foreplay. And you have to let your partner know these things, or they're not going to know. And they're not going to be able to find the key, quote unquote, to your vagina, if you want them to know it. And if you love them and you care about them, you kind of want them to know it. Because you're a team, and, you know, it's best to share with the team. So thanks for listening again today to the O Woman Podcast. Remember to like us on Facebook. Remember to subscribe on iTunes and rate the episodes. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. Jason always laughs at me. I've said this before. Rate the episodes, you know, give them some stars, you know, 1 to 5 stars, depending on how you feel about it. So iTunes knows that we're a thing and people are listening. Also, email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, if you have questions, comments, ideas for a future episode. Pretty soon we're going to have a listener ideas episode, and I'm really excited about that. It'll probably be over, it'll be next week sometime. It'll be over my Christmas break. Woohoo! And check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. If you are looking for archived episodes, there is a page that is the third page down on the homepage of owomanpodcast.com, and it's episode archives, and you can go there and get every other of the 32 episodes that you have missed, if you've missed any of them. And now I want to finally explain to you the contest giveaway that O Woman Podcast is doing, starting today and ending... Whoa, sorry. Something weird just happened with the car. Okay, we're good now. We're good. Please keep in mind that I am driving in a car as I do this, and sometimes I get a little overexcited and space out a bit, but I'm fine. I'm in the middle of the country. No one's around. We're good. Anyway, so starting today and ending on New Year's Eve. So on January 1st is going to be the day that the winners of the contest are announced. And, well, they'll be announced, but then I will also, I'll be contacting them that day. Because there won't be an episode on January 1st, because that is a holiday, and I'm going to take a break. So let me explain the details of the contest. There will be two winners of the contest, and one of them will be determined on Christmas Day. I'm going to do the drawing then, and then the other one will be determined on New Year's Day. So, what's going to happen is, it's pretty easy. It's just two simple steps. It's really simple to enter. And there's a couple fun things up for grabs here. So, for both of the drawings, the one on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, what you will be potentially winning is a $15 gift card to Adam and Eve, which you can access online, or if you have a store near you, you can go in. But, I mean, it's an adult shop. It's, I guess, a sex shop. You know, you can get fuzzy handcuffs. You can get a vibrator. Think about the episode where I talked about vibrator choices and how to pick one that's actually good for you. You could get lingerie. You could get penis, you know, candies that taste like sweet tarts. You could get a book of sexual positions. You could get whatever you want there. So it's going to be two $15 gift cards to Adam and Eve. And how you enter is if you, all right, so it's very easy. Two steps. You have to like O Woman Podcast on Facebook. That's step one. It's very simple. It'll take you 30 seconds to get yourself in Facebook and go to O Woman Podcast and like us. You have to like O Woman Podcast on Facebook, and the second step is kind of on your honor, so I'm just going to trust you. Two, tell another person about the podcast. Either share a link. You could even post a link to O Woman Podcast on your Facebook. That would be like a really easy way to totally share with someone else. You could tell your best friend about it and play them an episode. You could explain it to a coworker that you feel like would really benefit from listening to the O Woman Podcast. So this is on your honor. I'm going to believe you. So if you like me on Facebook, if you like O Woman Podcast on Facebook, then I'm going to trust that you are also planning or have told someone about it. But you need to tell somebody by Christmas Eve, because that's when the first drawing is. So all of the people that have liked O Woman Podcast on Facebook before midnight on Christmas Eve are going to be entered into the drawing for the first gift card to be given away. And I'm going to put all the names in a hat and pull them out. And I will announce the winner on Facebook on Christmas Day. And then you and I will contact, you know, I'll contact you and in private and ask you for your address so I can mail you the card. Then the second gift card is going to be given away the same way on New Year's Day. So everybody, even if you had already liked the page before New Year's, Christmas Eve, you're still re-entered. If you didn't win that first time, then of course you're still in the contest. So it would be better to get yourself entered in before the Christmas Eve contest, because there's going to be less people then. So there's going to be less competition. So if you like the page before New Year's Eve by midnight, by when the ball drops in New York City, then I'm going to enter all of you guys into, put all your names in a hat and pull a name out. And whoever wins that gets the other $15 gift card. And I'll be announcing that winner on New Year's Day on Facebook. Same thing, contact, send you the card. So this is just the first of many contest drawings that we're going to do at O Woman Podcast. I just wanted to kind of get warmed up and start Christmas and New Year's off right and start this way. So make sure you're doing the two simple steps, which is going to Facebook, starting today. Starting now, go to Facebook, like the O Woman Podcast on Facebook, and tell somebody about it. Share it with somebody. And then, on your honor, I'm going to believe you, and you're going to be entered into the contest to win a gift card to Adam and Eve so that you can fulfill some sexual fantasies of yours. You can start the new year and Christmas off right in a really great sexual way with your partner or with yourself. So do that today. Once again, thanks for listening to the O Woman Podcast. I will remind everybody in my episode tomorrow all about the contest, because it's a pretty big deal. It's pretty exciting. So do that, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait. Bye.